It's OWE Wrestling episode 44, and we're here to make predictions for SummerSlam. We're here to hopefully answer a question that everyone has been asking. Is this a new era? SummerSlam predictions, OWE Wrestling. This should be
last.
Wow. Dog. It's like you knew where I was going to be on the screen.
Lax.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Bro, I think my internet,
You said what?
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, okay. Man, I thought my
internet already did the intro. How you nasty after the intro? You know what, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to kick this off. We got, ladies and gentlemen, this man has been on this pod before. Yeah, he's been on this pod before twice. This is the modern day Maharaja. What's going on, my man, Jason? How you doing?
Good, what's good? Sean, what's good, y'all? What's
good with it, man?
Oh, this is...
I pop out.
Yeah, man, don't ever call me a lark again, man. I was wild
disrespecting,
bro.
What'd I do?
Well, inside humor. Nah, my boy Jason, man. He made me with the Pinata Farms, man. Call me a loke, bro. I'm like,
I don't know. Like,
disrespect.
Everybody, apparently, a crit.
Oh, boy, here we go. Not in wrestling, all right? There's no blue side, there's no red side. That's only SmackDown and Raw, all right? It's clean here. It's clean here.
Raw.
And at the end of the day, they're really only one brand. It's not separate. You know, it's unity.
But the
it's a bar. And every lesson, there's a bar.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the new era. Well, everybody feel like this is a new era. Vince is gone. Thank you, Vince. Stephanie is All y'all that was Yo, now. I got a question. Before we get into the right ignorant people here, I'm gonna start it off. It's a little petty. I'm gonna start off a little slightly petty. Yes or no? Do you think you think Kevin Dunn gonna get the hand on the shoulder while he working?
He should.
Like, yo, you might as well go ahead and, you know.
It's crazy. Yeah, Kevin Dunn outlasted Vince, bruh.
That's crazy. Why I said I'll be shocked, but you don't think he gonna get the hand? You don't think?
I don't know.
Real Kevin.
I don't know. I think Kevin gonna hold on for dear life, because if he ain't get scouted to no one else by now, there ain't nowhere else unless Tony would want him.
Oh, we're gonna talk about that too. Matter of fact, let's talk about that now. I want to get this out of the way because I really want to talk WWE. This is about SummerSlam and we're gonna get into the predictions. But I'm sorry, I need to know y'all feelings on the whole Tony saying what he said. About like I Cole said, ain't going nowhere. That contract lengthy. Talk to me nice. Man, but now look, see, look. Y'all know I like playing devil's advocate.
Fast forward, bruh. This is the first OWE Wrestling episode post Vince McMahon. This is epic, bruh. Like, this is the first time we got
the kickoff of the show. I said this. I said, yo, I've been known as the WWE prediction guy. And I'm not going to lie. SummerSlam, I don't know if I'm getting anything right.
This is the biggest news in pro wrestling history, bro. This dude been doing this since 1982. I'm the residential old person in the group. And, bro, this is older than me.
Stand by what I said. Tony's a dork. AEW, like, I'm not knocking AEW. I'm not knocking the show. You know, wrestling.
Why we get legit. AEW out the way? Who's Tony Stark?
That's Ari. I think. Tony Khan, not Ari. Tony Khan is a dork. AEW talent is good. Some of them, you know, most of them.
That's how we started off the pod. That's where we go.
Like, and said the shit he said. He's just trying to get some clout.
Now, I will say this. That's why I'm glad you said this. But it being a whole new era, I'm not going to lie to y'all. Because I've been calling him out. But I'm low-key at a point. I don't know if this is a bad thing. I've never seen the big dog come outside. If we want to be ignorant, Tony Khan is outside.
Tony dude got some black hair.
Tony
responded to everything too.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, that's a little dope. Even though I am on the fence, like, Tony need to relax.
It's the thing that it's cool, but at the same time, too much.
He's
yeah,
outside with his wrestlers though. The boss is outside with his troops.
He definitely outside, but like, man, he ain't built like that though. You know what I'm saying? Like, here's the thing with Tony, man. Like, I don't know. I think like we out of that honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
I think the last
double or nothing was like the last draw. Like, you're out of.
But man, with Tony, man, like, Tony's very inconsistent. Is something I see with Tony, and it's starting to make me think that maybe Tony. His vibe or his like attitude depends on what vice he's on that day. You know what I'm saying? Because you've seen high Tony, you've seen coked out Tony. I don't know if we've really seen like a drunk Tony yet, but we've seen like laid back Tony and we've seen hype Tony. You know what I'm saying? And then we've seen his typical nerd Tony. You know, like when
I say this often. Excuse me, I say this often. Tony book like he playing universe mode.
No,
he gonna book.
Jason, you are 30 in this, man. I forgot to upload my new emote.
Killing Tony, bro.
Yes, you are. I need to grab your collar,
bro. Like, I don't think yo. Like,
what up, G?
You gotta be booked like Roman Reigns, bro. I'm only like, yo, nah, I ain't gonna get into GMO wars, bro. Mm-hmm. Tony needs to keep the same energy, bro, because what I don't like from Tony is Tony constantly be the person. It's hot where I'm at, bro. Tony be constantly, Tony be constantly taking shots at WWE, even when like WWE ain't even like mentioning them. You know what I'm saying? Or the news ain't even on Tony. It just comes off like very what's the word I'm looking for? Narcissistic. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the biggest news ever, and you mad because you're not involved in it, bro. Like, I'm sorry, Tony. You grew up just like everybody else on Vince.
I really about to mean play double
advocate. And that stuff.
No. Sure. The thing I have to play and double advocate. I could play this devil's advocate because y'all know I'm. If I had to pick, I would be on Vince's side. But looking every, like, I gotta look at the positive, bro. That's new. That is different. That's dope. Like, even as a job, like let's take away the sports. That's their job. Their boss is outside with them. Their boss is right there. He's answering questions. We seen this man. Oh, you better get the name right. You better get the name right. This ain't the WWE guy, you know. Let's not do that. I will say, even though Tony, like, because I got a question and some questions I want to ask about where this is leading to. But like I said, I'm supportive of Tony low-key. He's there, though. Like, as much as it was weird for me, because remember, I was calling it out. I'm like, yo, he was doing too much than the new WWE guys that was going over there. The whole Talk is Jericho era. that, like, you come to AEW, you gotta talk about
their that's future. A great point. I ain't even realize that, bro. Tony will take all these shots, but then WWE be like, yo, can we get some footage or whatever? And Tony be like, cool, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Low key, like, bro, it's a business at the end of the day. So, right, some of Tony's tactics don't look like he, I wouldn't say hating, is like, that's his.
Tony.
That's why I battle rap like wrestling. That's how I kind of feel. Like, certain tactics is the, you gotta know when to target, but you gotta, you know what I mean? It's not really hate. It's just, I got a business to run.
Oh, like, going out, you know what I'm saying? Like, of
all Tony times, is the same like, with money.
Like, this is the time you could let your guard down. Like, he just retired, bro. So he is officially out of the game. Like, you could have just been like, all right, peace, Vince. Because here's why I was mad at it, bro. Here's why I was mad at it. Aside from the whole, it was stupid when he did it. But there was, like, a post, like, not even long after that, like, Tony is open to doing a joint thing with WWE. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, keep the same energy. Don't go over here and take shots and then in the same day be like, yo, like, can we, I'm down to work together. Like, bro, which is it, bro? Like, you over here crapping on my company.
Yo,
like,
you know we do OE booking. Like, so I want to focus on the low-key narrative that's going around anyway. So let's talk about it, though. So, you know, Adam Cole, we know Adam Cole's not going there. But still, though, like, let's be a fan. I'm not gonna lie. I broke this down to somebody just having fun talking scenarios. But if you do want to make it that whole AEW versus WWE thing, I tell people it could get good. And the reason why I said that, first of all, we know creative mindset, how dangerous Triple H could be, because he sticks with what got him there. Literally, use what you got and times it by 10. That's what he did in NXT. We knew all them indie superstars. They just times it by 10. Adam Cole was always like that. But he got, I'm not going to lie, I'll admit, when he got NXT, that was the most aggressive I've seen Adam Cole. The whole K-Shine, he looked 7 feet talking to him. He would, like, in Ring of Honor and New Japan, there was no way he was talking to Karrion Kross and making him look like that. When he got to NXT, Karrion Kross.
All right. From that, now we into OE booking now.
That's what I'm saying. Hold on, let me finish. It's going. You're gonna see where I'm going with this, and I know you're gonna go there with me. You're gonna see. So now I'm saying the whole thing. Triple H low key started what AEW is like. Low key, like the indies. He tried to please the indie fans and try to eventually build a bigger platform. So that's why when the whole AEW thing started, our conversation was never AEW versus WWE. If you know WWE, you know what I mean. It was AEW versus NXT. And I'm not gonna lie, NXT was amazing because who was in creative control? I'm not saying it was only him, not saying that.
Yes.
But that creative control helps a lot. And a lot. Two serve boys. So now, Tony, big stage, one-on-one. Do you think
it ain't NXT no more now? They ain't going NXT now. It's WWE versus AEW now.
That's what I said. Yeah. Now I even put this in my boy head. So now let's think about it. Let's still stick with NXT because that was a major part. Most of them people like decision like Triple H not around, things is changing, or they will say things is changing. I'm just gonna sign off. Low key, let's talk about Johnny Gargano, Triple H guy. All I'm saying is some of these people, even though I like the fact Tony put it out there, but the fact that we created that narrative, Adam Cole could want to go back. Why? Because Adam Cole problem was, low key, where's H? Like, the energy not the same. So that's all I'm saying. Like, even though I don't completely agree with the narrative that's building, it's not a reach to me. Like, if I'm Johnny Gargano, you've been making a decision, I'm going to AEW, and then you, Johnny Gargano, like, AEW got, like,
bro,
talent.
I think we skimming past something, bro. That's a credit to what Tony Khan's done with AEW, bro, but Vince McMahon, bro. is no longer in WWE, bro. Like, we got, yo.
But I gotta be a whole episode, bro.
What is William Regal?
Yo.
Jim Ross.
Yo, we can't talk about it right now. Save the episode, Dre. Because I want to get clips for that one. And I ain't gonna lie, I'll give y'all some other spoilers on that episode. That's gonna be, I'm not gonna lie, that, yo, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. That episode will match Dark Side episode.
It is,
because
bro,
I'm adding Vince. Oh no, it's only gonna be two topics. So we like doing a first topic to run through real quick. Oh, it's gonna be the epic Frost rant. Cause I'm gonna officially Dirty 30 Dave Meltzer. I didn't even want to say his name right. I felt a way about the Pat Award, but I'm gonna leave that alone.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all think Cesaro, Claudio, whatever you want to call him,
mm-hmm.
your choice, should have been a world champion?
Of Ring of Honor?
WWE?
WWE.
Yeah.
The timing wasn't right. There wasn't. I'm not like being real. As a fan, yes, of course, I'm gonna say yes. As like a
there
hardcore
was the time,
fan,
there
yes,
was a time where it was right.
They had world champion.
There was one or two times.
When he was doing
the thing with Jake Hager, he was super over with the swing. And the whole We the People, he was over more than Jake Hager was once he joined up with them.
Who was champion? What year was that? Well, let's break this down. You're not hearing what I'm saying.
But it was also, he also won the, it was around the same time, it was right before, and then he won the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Oh, that don't mention that.
Right there, the other one you was talking about, I ain't gonna lie. That's why I want to go back, because my thing is, of course, I think Cesaro is world champion material. I was one of those people rooting for him. But realistically, I don't think the spacing was right. Because wasn't Bryan Danielson champion?
I would consider more of a transitional champion.
That's what I'm saying. But Dre, I'm giving you points, though. I'm giving you credit. That Andre Battle Royal, that should have started a story to make Cesaro world champion.
You know, it kind of made me think, too, I mean, during Roman Reigns' run right now, when they finally gave him the title match, how much emphasis they put on, like, how many years he never got a title match and everything. I'm like, all right, bro. And then he didn't win. I'm like, yeah, let's go, buddy.
The last question. Are you going to want to sit and watch Cesaro open up Raw with a promo for 20 minutes?
No.
Hold up.
Let me answer something. Jeff, here's the funny thing. I thought he deserved probably the WWE more than he deserved winning the Ring of Honor when he just won it right now.
Right.
Only due to the booking behind it, bruh. Tony Khan.
I figured out Tony booking.
Crackhead booking. Look, he did it with.
Wait, come on, Dre.
He went with Luchasaurus. He made him heal for 2 weeks. And then as soon as Jungle Boy comes back, he just moves to the side.
Wait, what kind of booking?
What was that, bro?
What kind of booking?
Crackhead booking, bro.
Relax. R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
The thing about, fans...
You literally took a baby face, Jonathan Gresham. I mean,
he turned him. Can't
be nothing. I just said you took a baby face, and he is the ultimate underdog out of everybody. Ever.
100%
So like, when you take the ultimate underdog, who's been the world champion for this thing for a good year now, at least. You know what I'm saying? And then you give him a faction. You just introduce him with three huge dudes. You know what I'm saying?
I told y'all though. My reason was it's the visual.
But that's why you put him with the faction with all those three big dudes and everything. You know what I'm saying?
But they didn't once again, and thinking like Tony, the visual, what is what I'm saying to you. Blackpool Combat Cartel just holding gold. And then on Ring of Honor, let's be real, though. Hold on, but this is why certain things I have to give Tony credit for. Nah, business-wise, I'm sorry. Just like our favorites, they don't get it in WWE. And Ring of Honor, I'm sorry, Jonathan Grissom. If I'm trying to launch Ring of Honor as a big platform, not know where it was before, I want a... It is what it is, bro.
I get that.
A top ex-WWE star. Cesaro is known. And not even that. So you playing into the hard... You playing into the hardcore fans. So now you saying, oh, shit. Cesaro is world champion. If I haven't watched Ring of Honor, so even if you know Ring of Honor history, Cesaro is world champion. Y'all forget Cesaro was in Ring of Honor. Where is the room?
We've watched Cesaro lose for 10 years now on WWE. We don't know. There's some appeal there. It's like, oh snap! Like
we complain about him not having the world title. And now,
I'm only
and now he's
about
making,
why
he's literally.
No. I'm not complaining about even losing. I'm complaining about you. Literally, it doesn't make no sense. The booking, just like with Luchasaurus,
it's
it doesn't make
WWE.
No sense. Made him heel, just like Luchasaurus, for no reason.
He got squashed in 11 minutes. Yo, Tony, I'm still giving you credit because I think that Luchasaurus is still going to turn on Jungle Boy when him and Christian fight. So I don't get it. Like y'all got some stories that we gotta let rock out.
I'm gonna just say a pay per view ago.
I missed the conversation. I'm sorry.
Like whenever, like Jay Lethal should have won.
Grayson was the black team.
And then like Jay Lethal and Samoa Joe should be beef. You know, had the like Jay Lethal and Samoa Joe. It would mean more. Like
that's what I'm saying. Look at the names as champions. Look at the names. And it's not like they don't have Ring of Honor history. It's just shout out to them. Their names is not as big. It is what it is, bro. Like they got the WWE rub.
Shout out to Grisham though, man. Because Grisham straight up walked up to Tony's office, man. He jumped up on the chair. He jumped up on the chair.
He should have put him in a crossface. He should have put him crossface right on his desk.
You know, Triple H should scoop him up if he got a chance.
He stood up on the chair and everything. He's like, Tony.
I'm going to bring more in the show. Get your bars off. Hot Grisham.
Grushing him into Black Daniel Bryan.
Jordan Grace tossed him at Tony.
Hold on. Nah, you're not going to do this. Hold on. Y'all talking over my rounds. Stop it.
Smack time.
Time, smack. Speaking of time, from Get Your Bars Off podcast, Ari Stark.
What's going on with y'all boys,
man?
What's good, bro?
That's the
Purple City Bird Gang.
Triple H era is back, so hopefully with the Triple H era, you can bring somebody else back.
Catch me.
There's something I want to add about Triple H. Something that we thought was dead and done. I'm not going to lie, Ari. I don't care. Knowing Triple H and knowing where he was at before with this person, there is a chance.
Of what?
Triple H, that whole, we not doing indie people? I bet you that's done. I'm willing to bet that's done. And guess who I think is going to get signed, Ari? I think Jacob, I'm telling you. Triple H been had his eye on him with William Regal.
Hey, here's two good things though. You got Cody in WWE now with Triple H. at the helm, bro. Right.
He don't even have to wrestle.
Cody Rhodes got the wrestling school that mainly goes to AEW when they're done. But they could
with this era of crime, you know, I could be reaching, and I'll take it if I'm reaching. But if Triple H and Cody does a storyline, this could be the new like Stone Cold and Vince.
You gotta remember Triple H. He's can't.
No, wrestle. No, no, Russell. I don't want him to wrestle. He's empowered. We seen Triple H act like when he's Evolution, but not wrestling. His mic work is impeccable.
All right. So how would you? I mean,
push over a new superstar. All
right. So just take
Jacob Fatu.
Hold on. Trying to attack a couple things that you're saying. So with the whole Cody and Triple H situation, how are you going to kind of at least explain this feud to the kids that don't know the whole AEW, WWE conundrum and shit? How do you explain this feud to them? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we all know of Austin and Vince, or it's like, it's kind of like etched in WWE history, so it's kind of like you're taught this on the way in. How do you teach somebody, you know what I'm saying, this whole
younger fans that's catching on? I don't think you... I think you find a way. I can't tell you exactly.
Bro, we're on the digital age.
I feel like you can start a Vince and Stone Cold storyline in a way. Like, have Triple H overpower him using his story. For us, we know the backstory. But for the younger fans, they're like getting that new story. You see what I'm saying?
When I talk Triple H and Cody, I'm not even talking about the next story. Not to cut you off, but I mean it as in a sense of, with Triple H having Cody right there to give him some extra input too, just like how things worked in AEW, like both of them cross collaborating. You could have, like how you mentioned, you could have things like terms like fan, belts, you know what I'm saying? Like those words, pro wrestling, as opposed to just sports entertainment. Like,
you think it's be chance we get old titles?
I think we Triple get
H, Triple H was a fan of old titles as well.
I know Cody was. Cody said a few
ones. Cody said he wanted to bring the Winged Eagle back.
Bret Hart one, yeah.
No, not
so. Let me ask y'all.
Wait. You know, it's not called the Bret Hart one.
We know who made that version famous. Frost.
Yo, Shawn Michaels.
Frost. What is Shawn Michaels?
Yo, Jason. Get your bars off, Jason.
An exclusive club, bro.
I'm done.
Even though Vince gone, y'all think Vince gone, like,
short gang, nigga.
I'm sorry, Jim. Short gang. Oh, grab a collar.
Like, Vince may be out.
Sitting from Brooklyn for that one, Joe.
He and Stephanie Ear.
In New Jersey for the week.
Yeah, I will say that, but... I was the person saying that, but I'm sorry. I don't know, bro. I feel like you could be in my ear this time, but I'm hurt. Like I hear you, Jason, but nah, this time Stephanie is her and Triple H is him. Like, they're power couple god right now. They're power couple for real in real life.
Crazy.
I hear you. But, like, low-key, I think, like, when it should have said and done, like, this Nick Khan person, Nick Khan is the one, like, really about to just take over shit.
I don't know. The way Stephanie...
Like, I think he's
I hear y'all, because, like I said, James, I would worry about that. But I'm sorry, the way Stephanie is low, and she's smart. She's planting her seed, getting her team. So that Nick Khan sound good, but you gonna be overpowered. I'm telling you.
Here's why I don't. Nick Khan is more so the person.
You dealing with two people who literally.
Nick Khan is the person born who's gonna facilitate the buy when they eventually say, "All right, I'm done running this. I'm ready to get my 10, 15, 20 billion dollars, and you know what I'm saying? Do whatever I do, set my whole family up for the rest of their life." he's the one who's going to sell it to Fox or to, you know what I'm saying, or to Disney or whatever like that. But they can't, he can't overtake them because Vince is, look, you forget, this is what I was just about
that's
to get
I'm
to.
Saying.
Triple H and Stephanie McMahon were fired
earlier
this year.
Bro.
We
they're going to be outmatched.
Relieved of their job duties earlier this year. As soon as Vince, they literally threw Stephanie under the bus, bro, like a week, and then brought her back as soon as the allegations came up. They literally said she's not good at her job, which was a lower position than the position she is now as a co-CEO. They said she wasn't a good CFO.
Who is they?
That? Huh?
Who is they? The shareholders are must be perfectly fine with her being in the position.
When the WWE let her go, they issued a statement talking about she's going to spend some time with her family, but then after that, they let additional statements talking about how she wasn't really sufficient at her job duty. And then right after that, like maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks, tops, this whole allegation thing starts, Stephanie back at work. Triple H at the heart thing, Triple H back at work. These people were practically, they were off duty. You went from being on vacation or really like let go, like, all right, someone else got your job now. You've seen what they did to everything Triple H built in NXT, which kind of make me think, did Triple H and Stephanie have something to do with facilitating that information getting out to begin with? Who? Not saying that they did, but I'm just saying, who has the most to benefit from it?
They were already in line, succession, or whatever you want to say, for the whole, you know what I'm saying, for that shit. So I don't see what they were much gain that they wouldn't already get.
That's
or that they could already receive.
That's the assumption, but then, you know, there's
also a lot of these rumors about
WWE being sold out and people looking to Vince trying to sell off WWE.
Yeah, you're forgetting about the main person who is dealing with that shit directly, which is Nick Khan.
That's what I said. That's what he's going to check for. That's what I said. That's his job function, is to sell it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So all of that shit changed. Like, he's the only one that's literally been in the same spot he's been in, and this is probably like the only time I look at this as an actual promotion for him, other than Stephanie is just, you know what I'm saying, filling in this position because of her last name. We forget Shane McMahon got fired earlier this year, but yeah, let's keep it tall. If this was to happen, I still doubt he would be in that seat.
So did Stephanie, though. She didn't get fired the same.
No, I definitely.
Not in the same aspect, but I mean, they did throw under the bus too. So they basically did.
They definitely.
That's what I'm saying. I gotta see these.
That was nasty. You don't remember that? Like, Dre was right. Like, they threw her under the bus, fired all of that, and then 2 weeks after. The big announcement. That was literally.
It reminded
like
me of that Cat Williams meme where really they talk about close. Like you get fired, but then you come back in through the tip agency. It literally reminded me of that meme. Brex was like, yo, they just publicly announced that she's fired and she came back in a higher position than before.
Like, shout out to Steph. Shout out to Triple H. I am excited. I hope.
Here's why Nick Khan cannot take over. Here's why he's gonna be there to facilitate is because Vince still owns the majority of the stock, and then when you look at the board of directors, you have Vince, Triple H, and Stephanie on there. They're three of the executive board of directors. There's only two other executive board of directors. That's Nick Khan and some other woman. Then there's like these other like lower branch board of directors, you know what I'm saying? Like the dude who runs Versus and like a dude who runs like some auto dealership or some crap like that. Like,
all I'm like gonna say is with the change,
where he's still in power.
I just hope they put the trick on Montez. Montez Ford said with the changes, you know, I just hope they put the trigger on Montez. It's time.
I'm still a Street Profit fan, so I can't say
it's time.
Nah.
I think SummerSlam for that.
Yeah, matter of fact, speaking
I think SummerSlam.
Segway got. SummerSlam 2022. It's time to do some predictions. Are y'all ready?
WrestleMania. Yep.
We going in order from my least favorite that I'm excited for to the most. So we're going to start off with Dominic and Ray versus Finn Balor. Wait, Dre. Hello, yo. Yo, Dre. Reese is not on the pre-show.
It ain't on the pre-show?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow. I thought that was a pre-show worthy match.
Yeah, I feel like it, don't it? I'm glad.
Damn, a Rey Mysterio is the cover star for the game, too. That's crazy, bro. Like,
nasty. How y'all
man,
feel
about this game? You know, now that Triple H is in charge, hopefully he could get Finn Balor right, bro. Now that Triple H is in charge, please get Finn Balor right, bro.
Well, last time Stephanie... Hold on. Let me get my bar off. Shout out to Ari. Get your bars off.
I think
last
Leah's
time either. Stephanie was in control of Finn.
Oh, nasty. Oh my god, no.
Grab a collar. Hold it.
No, Triple H has got creative. Triple H got creative.
Let it go.
I had to think for a second.
That was
Stephanie creative. Triple H is creative. We good.
All right, here we go. We're going to go around the room, man. I need to know. Who do y'all got?
That was scary.
Jason, who you got?
I got Dominic making the turn.
Makes sense.
I got Dominic going hill.
Yeah, so, that's the only way I can see that match being exciting, to tell you the truth. Well, they all good in the ring. I'm not going to do that. It's probably just the build for it. They all good in the ring.
I got
it's Finn Balor.
I got Judgment Day winning. They need to win. Oh, you know what? This is probably where Edge will return. So actually, I'll have Rey Mysterio and Dominik because this is probably where Edge will return and
save the day.
Or you know what? No, I have Judgment Day winning, but they beat them up after the match, and that's when Edge returns and runs them off. So yeah, that's all right. I got
the same thing. I got Judgment Day winning. Are you muted? Oh man, yo, you got the Dre effect.
No, I was talking. I forgot.
Oh
yeah, Dan helps right there.
Yeah, I definitely see Judgment Day. Judgment Day got to take this. Like as soon as they got, you know what I'm saying, together, it was meant for them to actually start moving and grooving, actually making some impact on the brand. But so many changes and shit within the company got that shit kind of a little wonky right now. So this is a perfect place to kind of get them finally in the groove of some things, and the big win on SummerSlam, I think, will be good. And I'm with you on the return for Edge to move on for their next chapter.
So we all got judgment.
I think it's too early, though, for Dominik. I would like Dominik to stay with Ray until we get a little closer to Mania, because I think that's when he needs to turn.
Looking forward to the turn right now.
His heel turn needs to be towards the build-up for WrestleMania Los Angeles, and then he turns on his dad, and then they have their WrestleMania matchup. That would be...
Like Finn Balor is not the person to convert, if you will, him. Like, if he was going to turn, it should have been with Seth.
Oh, during that feud?
Yeah, like, Finn's not that guy. Y'all, they trying.
You heard him, Dre? Huh? I'm just making sure everybody audio good. Did you hear Jason?
Finn Balor is better than Adam Cole currently. So, I mean, just...
No, he's not.
Yeah, he kind of is.
No.
So, see, man, now you're in delusion. Now you're being...
No.
Keep it real with yourself.
Like, I'm going to keep it tall. That NXT run kind of showed a lot of niggas. Like, he made niggas like, yo, hopefully y'all ain't forget.
Shit, that Adam Cole NXT run? Or are you talking about Finn Balor?
Finn Balor's.
But you realize, like,
amazing NXT so, run.
All right, so in that perspective, Finn Balor was on Smack, the main Summer Madness. He had to go back to the PGs.
All right, if that's the analogy, that means that Adam Cole been in the PGs and never got to Summer Madness.
Basically, yeah.
So what are we doing here? Like,
like, yes, you are right. 100%. I would not deny
like,
that.
I'd rather be a has-been than a not at all. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Like, yes, you are 100% right on that.
No, he's not.
And it's like about
they were about to LA Knight Adam Cole on the roster. Like, but now
rumors. That was rumors.
That whole thing, you see, this is about to be a mailbag somebody.
Alright, here we go. The next match on the card. The WWE SmackDown Women's Champion Liv Morgan versus Ronda Rousey.
Ronda.
Just like that?
Yep.
Bruh.
Liv, like, y'all got your moment. Liv won the title. Y'all got your moment that y'all wanted.
I'm so mad that Vince is gone for the reason. If we could have got Keith Lee and Jonathan Gresham with Vince in control, we would have had the Hulk. We had little Jonathan Gresham for Bruce Banner, and then when he gets to me, he'd roll under the ring, and then Keith Lee would roll out. That would be so fire, bro. Bro, oh my god, I'm bugging. Yo, Ronda Rousey ain't about to lose no Liv Morgan, bro. Let's keep it a
Yeah, Ronda winning.
She's about to break Liv's heart, bro.
Isn't she beefing with somebody?
She better have Shayna Baszler come out or something. That's the only way I see her winning. Or hey, Natty.
Am I in the Vince McMahon writing room, or am I in, or I'm on OE Wrestling? Because, like, why would they just put a title on somebody and literally just get, like, walked over on SummerSlam? When you're trying to build
money in a bank,
you don't build new stars. You don't build new stars by throwing a title on them. Once again, the title does not make the person. The person makes the title. All
right, so I'm going to say it like this, right? Same reason why Claudio is Ring of Honor War Chamber right now.
That's because another nigga was like on the slate to be put on the shelf.
No, because...
Oh, yeah.
Internet.
Somebody please tell me what was happening different.
The internet wrestling community... You know,
that stopped Jonathan Gresham from being on any type of AEW and or Impact TV. Nothing, no Ring of Honor, nothing. I mean, no New Japan, nothing. That was all because of the internet.
Basically, like, yeah, y'all. So
So the internet should have been champion. Correct me if I'm wrong. The internet championed this guy as one of the best wrestlers in the world. Literally a few months ago. And the same internet is the reason why he's not getting on TV?
Jonathan Gresham was on AEW like one or two times, actually.
That's the problem, Dre. They're actually going to utilize Liv. Like,
look, if they want to really boost the TV-14 and make us feel like we're no longer in the PG era, they need to have Natty come up out there and distract Ronda by like taking off her top and then have like a little sable finger paint on the titties. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yo, Dre,
you're nasty.
Dre is on his hours time today.
Yeah, jeez. I'm not gonna lie.
14, you got in the corner right there, bro.
Hey, bro, I don't mean you gotta see all of that, bro. Y'all niggas want objectifying TV again. Like, I'm good.
I know this is random, but I got Liv winning, and for some reason, I feel like Becky is gonna be involved.
actually have nobody being involved other than Natty to distract
you. Him. Got Liv beating Ronda Rousey clean?
I didn't say that. I was
I'm asking that.
I was trying to say my thing. You know what I'm saying? I got Liv winning, and the only way she wins is by Natty distracting Natalya. Just to keep,
so you with me.
Keep her strong.
You agree with me.
Yeah, but I'm not saying she's gonna come here flashing her titties like Jesus. I mean, I know Natalya out here trying to thot her way to the top, but Jesus.
And you keep on doing what you do, Natalya. I approve. You and your sister.
Shit, she gonna be a lonely ass. She gonna be a lonely ass woman.
I don't know why she don't have.
Like, I know the nigga Tyson was like jokingly laughing or trying to make light of the situation of what she be doing on social media. But I know he's not really feeling it. I always remember that old Total Divas episode when she was trying to do all that sexy stuff. He was just like, I'm trying to see these hold rests. I'm trying to see these arm drags. Can you please get out of my face? Yeah, I'm trying to see how Brett countered this move. Can you please get your boobs out of my face?
I feel bad for Tyson, man.
I feel bad for her. I'm just saying, like, I gotta feel bad for her.
All right, kill me with that one, boy.
Like, yo, y'all don't remember that shit? She came out with he was just sitting there like, excuse me.
She for the streets, bro.
Excuse me.
Please. Oh, come on, guys.
She was sitting there like,
she ready to eat for everyone, bro.
You move.
Whoa, guys, relax. R-E-L-A-X, relax. We don't want to put too much on wax before they go up against the line.
I gotta watch these Bret Hart highlight tapes. Babe, I don't want to have sexual intercourse. I want to be a pro wrestler.
Shit.
I'm telling you, bro.
So, JC, you got Ronda Rousey?
Yeah. I just feel like they put Liv on the title. I mean, put the title on Liv. Fuck it. Because that's what we wanted. That's what people wanted. I feel like she's like a transitional champion. Transitional. Until Bailey gonna come back.
Oh my god! Oh, I ain't gonna lie, that'd be fire. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all be saying that. It's hard to miss people on television and wrestling, but I've always said I really miss Bailey. I really do.
I really do.
That. And not just for the looks. All right. Do not get me confused with him. Not just for the looks. I really miss Hill Bill. I do.
Bailey come dong, out there with
Ding the Dong with fire.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think she's going back for the SmackDown women's title. I think she's going for the Raw title. Yeah, I remember what her last feud was before she left.
I don't know. She been on Instagram with the little Carter 2 vignettes. Y'all see those?
Nah.
Like, when she gonna come back, bro? She playing the little Wayne Carter 2 in the background flying. I'd be like, bro, Bailey hit, bro.
Yeah. All right, next up.
Do think they're in the space to build
SummerSlam 2022, Logan Paul versus The Miz.
Can I be honest?
Who have winning? How and why?
I'd be first with this one. I think this is going to be a match that's kind of like you brought it. I mean, I think Logan Paul, well, they won last time. And obviously the way that this is going in this feud, they obviously want us to believe that Logan Paul is the babyface. And just when Miz did that Skull Crusher finale on Monday, the crowd was literally chanting, another one. Give him another one. So this is really going to play out like, okay, Logan's going to get a big win on SummerSlam and such. You know what I'm saying? Keep the money happy. Keep a draw happy, you know? But they're definitely going to slowly but surely get him to turn heel or convince him to turn heel. I almost think it really ought to be too much convincing. But It's definitely going to happen, though, because you can't deny what the fans are saying. You don't want to have a die, Rocky, die moment up here. So just go up there, let him get his win. Probably, you know what I'm saying, do something heelish or dastardly to Miz, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, or going into his next feud. It's definitely, it needs to change after this feud because it's not going the way I think it's going to go.
Right.
I agree.
Logan Paul is perfect for bringing in that new audience that does not watch wrestling, but they know him from TikTok and social media. So he is the perfect catalyst.
I definitely agree.
Like that catalyst.
I if you're not watching wrestling, but you're following one man just to watch his stuff, you're a weirdo.
Don't come over here doing the clown wrestling. That's the area. That's the AGN where there might be someone who's a diehard. This dude, look at him and his brother's success. It all comes from weirdos subscribing to every single last thing that they've done.
That's what I'm saying. But I feel like when these type of guys come over here, it's like, oh, these guys who never watch wrestling. My nigga, if you need to watch wrestling, if you, this is the fucking life you have.
I'm saying for that person who doesn't, then there might be someone who might be on the edge and be like, you know what? I want to see him. Or it might be someone who'd be like, you know what? I can't stand this guy. I want to see him get beat up.
Yeah.
So you might bring the people who hate him and the people who love him. He's a polarizing figure, basically. Outside of just...
Business-wise, it's a fantastic move. It really is. Like, his following is crazy.
I would have him win, but I would have him win by doing play up being the heel, you know?
Yeah.
Because no matter
what must you do to Miz to be like, make you look like a bad guy? You know what I'm saying?
Miz is the automatic baby face in this of all people. The Miz, who's like probably like the most natural heel, and I don't know how long.
He gave him that gatekeeper talking to, which is like, as a diehard wrestling fan, yeah, you're going to cheer for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
and to
I
be could, a baby, honestly, also to be a baby face in its era is a little different. Like, certain hill stuff is over, and like y'all said, the real talk battle rap, but the real talk to bars that Miz do, you can chant for that. Yeah. You don't belong here. So yes, you're right, Miz. Talk to him crazy. He's an outsider. Like, it can work. The era is different. It's not so much. Good, clean. We see people cheat, and we root for them.
Yeah, we literally seen Rey Mysterio and them niggas do that shit.
Yeah,
bro. Hey, you know what would give the Miz the biggest? You know what would give SummerSlam the biggest pop of SummerSlam could happen in that matchup, Miz versus Logan Paul. If Miz were to get Logan Paul's Charizard card and rip it up, I would have him throw a fake one in there. You know what I'm saying? I'd have him come out.
Oh, it would absolutely be fake.
I would have him come out with the fake replica for this one, and then have him snatch that up and just the place would lose their freaking minds, bro. Like, like if they
would have to sell up. He would have to like,
bro.
He would have to sell the card,
bro. Oh my god!
Yeah, because I don't think most people really would like.
I think it'll work for that moment. Niggas would still be just to see that you're not thinking that, like, yo, what the fuck? I mean, some of us, but I'm saying the people that's not in depth with the creative writing, it's like,
the
oh,
Asian
shit,
community man. Alone would just wow.
And then you go look it up, like, oh, two wrestlers fighting again. Undertaker and Kane really not brothers.
My comic nerd community. No. Oh, man. What's the next match?
The next match, Bobby Lashley, the WWE United States Champion versus Mr. Money in the Bank Theory. I'm not going to lie. I like this whole theory Lashley. Thing. I do. I got Lashley, though.
Lashley,
yeah. And to be honest, I could see, like, somebody, like, from one of his other, like, beefs, like being the reason why he lost, Dolph Ziggler, AJ, probably the Usos to stop him.
I said the same thing. I was thinking the same thing. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of like this whole theory thing.
I would rather
see what it leads to, but I like it.
Dude. I would rather Theory win this matchup because if he loses the matchup, I'm gonna be worried he's gonna cash in at the end of the night.
that. No, or I say they tease. I don't think it's gonna happen. I definitely think a tease is gonna happen, but I don't think he's gonna cash it. I think it's gonna be a great tease, though. I really believe that.
Somebody completely else pop up.
Because it's last man standing, and I already meet. Oh, we're gonna get to that. I already think they're gonna. Who y'all got? Everybody got Bobby?
I got Bobby.
You got Dre.
I got Theory.
Ooh, you got them pulling the trigger.
Hey, that is a horrible Bobby Lashley picture. Like, they dogged out. Like, that was fucked up, bro. It's like they blinded him with the flash on the camera. Like, ah! Like, we're not taking a second picture. You could go.
That shit. I'm just
Happy Corbin. Pat McAfee.
Pat. All day.
Let's go for the brand, Pat. F you, Dave Meltzer.
Yeah, I'm definitely going with Pat McAfee on this one. He did the big win at Mania, so give him the big win at SummerSlam.
It's fire. That's a good track record already, I ain't gonna lie. Even though, I will say, I kind of wouldn't be shocked if Corbin wins.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards.
But I'm going with
no,
Pat.
No, it's SummerSlam.
I'm sorry, it's
SummerSlam.
Yeah, I was see. Dre, you're on the same page. You were on the same page.
Yeah, Pat.
That's the first thing I thought. The stage. Yeah. The stage made it like, nah.
It's like, we want to keep the energy high.
Yeah,
though. We need Pat to go over.
So everybody got Pat?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much
what it is. Why we got Pat on the screen? We got Pat on the screen.
No, we're not doing this. Don't know. Save the rant. You got to make me go off. All
right.
You about to make, I told you, when we say goodbye to Vince, when we do the Vince, Look, Dre, and it might start a new trend on here, because remember, the whole Matt Carpart thing started from me being a supporter of home. And then he released the jobber statement, and that's when he became Matt Carpark. Dave, I was trolling with you. I was trolling. Oh, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. You all got that back.
Next match.
Bianca Belair, the WWE Raw Women's Champion, versus whatever this is on Becky Lynch's face.
Bianca.
Yo, Becky looked like she got like an old PlayStation like game like glitching on her face. Like, yeah, that looks wild, bro.
I hope Bianca, because I feel like we really are pandering to Becky Lynch for the last couple of years.
Big stage. I got Bianca winning. And to like end this rivalry, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
and I'm not gonna lie, because it still matches, like Ari said, the whole Bayley.
Literally, this feud has been going on since last SummerSlam. Like, this is just a culmination of the story. And, I mean, shout out to them, though. They've been knocking it out the park, in my opinion, with this feud. Like, keeping us interested whatever way they can. And they have been keeping me interested with the Asuka edition, the whole Triple Threats, Money Bank, all of that shit. They found different ways to keep us intrigued. And it's like, this is the culmination. Just like we got with Roman and Brock. Like, this is just something they've been pushing in our fucking faces all fucking year. All year. Calendar year, at least. It's time for it to be over, man. They got their money. The money, they got the draw. It's let's move on to something.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Listen to Ari, because I do agree with you. I might agree with Ari again. I might have Bayley coming out on this match.
Yeah. Like at the end,
the end of the match. At the end, not matching it up until the end. I got Belair. Like, so we can end this feud. I don't need no.
Right.
End the feud clean.
Moving on.
Yeah, end it clean, and then let Bayley come out.
This is the perfect time for Bianca too, because this is really where their feud started, with Becky returning and squashing her. So this is the perfect like send off for Bianca to get that W back at SummerSlam, and this is kind of like, I know they had other matchups, but SummerSlam, WrestleMania, it's just something different. Like, right now, the score is 1-1. This needs to be Bianca Belair, babyface, going over, you know?
Yeah. Hey, man, look at that, bro. That's clean as day for me. I think even Ricky knows that. At this point, they just need to have a banger of a match just to, you know what I'm saying, make sure the feud is remembered.
And then Bayley needs to come
out. It has been a good one. I'm going to give credit where credit due. Even though she lost in that short amount of time, it actually was a little worth it for this storyline. It hurt. I was a fan. And I'm not mad, especially if it end right with Bianca Belair walking away Raw Women's Champion. And then here we go. It's time to get to some Bloodline. The Street Profits versus the WWE Undisputed Tag Team Champions, the Usos. Who do you winning?
I'm going to say 2-1 2-1 either way.
I got the Usos winning.
I got Street Profits.
I got the Usos one, and this is it. We need the shocker. We've had the feel good moments during it. We had the Pat McAfee's. We had all the little happy endings, but we need something.
No, and you need something. And let me just say this: my opinion on it. You need something. This would be the match to make you think, oh shoot, the Bloodline losing. I think this is going to help start that trend. I got Street Profits winning.
Dog is going to heal.
Oh, come on. You just want them to break up.
Yeah, they breaking up.
Why? No. Why we can't have some New Day love?
Oh, my God.
That was something you never really liked.
Everybody always got to break up.
Dawkins even spoke on it. Like, I'm getting tired of everybody talking about Montez Ford. Like, I need him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's the only star.
Tired
about,
you know? Talking. Stop twisting the man word.
I mean, right, like, y'all wasn't even saying.
Basically, he's the star, and I'm just like the afterthought.
That's
like,
not,
I'm
that's
like,
not
you
know, what
he's
said.
He's talking about the fans.
That's the gist of it.
Right, he said, all he said is, I understand my nigga Montez is fire, but don't sleep on me. That is literally what he said, bro.
He literally gave the man right. credit.
Hey, girl. Y'all. Hey, can I make a comment?
Yo, go ahead.
All right, so on this screenshot right now, the Street Profits look like Cole and Martin.
They kind of do.
Montez Ford looked like Michael Jackson on Thriller in this picture, like when he's 10. Yeah, we are actual doctors, bro. Dope,
boy. Look like a little pillow. Montez looks so fake.
I don't know. These graphics is kind of nasty.
Yeah, they are. That's the talk.
I guess maybe
I'm telling you, put the right hand on the right shoulder of Kevin Dunn. You might as well just go clock out, man. Might as well.
I think we were supposed to see them like in motion because they were like the motion joint.
It's time, bro. I'm sorry, man. I like the Street Profits too, man. But it's time, bro. It's time. You've had your wife on two WrestleMania main events while you doing tag team matchups on the thing. You know what I'm saying? Tag team's cool too, but like, man, you know you want to be that main event, you know?
Yeah.
But is it room for him to even touch the world title right now, though? Look what y'all asking. Y'all saying time, but it's not time.
Yeah, really.
I mean,
think,
you don't
like,
not time. Y'all know what's going to happen. Hold on. This is SummerSlam. So y'all want him to start going on a single run, which is going to lead up to Royal Rumble?
Yes.
Right. And WrestleMania. Okay. Do you know what the roster is going to look like in WWE? In Royal Rumble and WrestleMania time, where does Montez
with Nick Khan, it's going to be a lot less
respect
people.
To Montez Ford. You're definitely here. You're elite. But right now, where their vision is, you're not overtopping. First of all, You're not touching that before Cody.
This injury's galore. You never know anything can happen at this point. This is
if niggas is if y'all are just throwing titles on niggas just to try to put them over, it defeats the whole purpose of a push.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, Montez is literally getting over in a tag team.
So what
it's
I'm
a time to break it up, but to me it's not now. It's just not
what happened
now.
To just winning.
And why they have to break up? Thank you. Why they have to break up? Why he can't just get the title with them still being the street.
X Harwood has having one of the best solo years this year, and he's still in the tag team.
So
WWE got a lot of tag teams, so I would keep them together just for that reason. But at the same time, I know Montez Ford kind of feel like, dang, I gotta. I want to do like my wife. Main event.
What I'm saying, like, no title, whatever, no title. But in the Rumble, Montez should have a chill out, you know, performance.
Now I agree with that. That's how you build a star, though. You got to.
I agree with that, Jason. I will agree with that. I don't think he should win, but I think he should have one of them. Like, yo, I started one and I made it to the final four.
Right.
I agree with that 100%. Because I think he can pull it off as well.
Better for the air, like.
I forgot who said it, but there was a wrestler. I forgot which wrestler said it, but someone just made a post on like Instagram or Twitter, and they said, "Now that Triple H is in charge, hopefully we can hurry up and push Montez Ford right now." If he's really in charge, he needs to push Montez Ford right now. I forgot what wrestler said that, but I saw that today.
Push him, but you gotta throw the title.
That's all I'm saying.
You ain't gotta throw the title on him when he, just for him to go. I mean, he could go heel and then still go on a journey to get the title. Like you could throw him in that U.S. United States. You know what I'm saying? Like take off.
Why does he have to go heel as well? Why does Montez Ford have to go heel?
I don't know. Like when I think about the Street Profits, Montez and Dawkins, I just automatically go to Michaels and Jannetty. Like,
well, let's be honest,
I feel like this is crazy because I remember I used to slander the life out of Dawkins. I used to do the whole thing where Dawkins used to do that dumb move, the whole. Oh, splash, this little 360 jump splash. I used to hate it. I used to slander him. Now look at y'all now. The Jannetty. And I'm over here wanting them to stay tag team. That's crazy.
I feel like this happens with every tag team people see these days. We're going to find some way to break them up.
I mean, they've been together for a while. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
That's what tag teams do.
Yeah. All right, so
fucking rock and roll. Midnight Express is still together.
I would love. All right, I ain't gonna lie. I would love this. With, even put some Black History stuff. The only teams to stick together was African American. Did not break up.
That's cool. I mean, shoot, the Rockers have to break up. The Heart Foundation have to break up in order for you to get Shawn Michaels. In order for you to get
the New Day didn't. Big E got a WWE title. Kofi Kingston got a WWE title. All in still being New Day. So talk to me nice.
Two out of the three members
held a WWE world title. We're not going to talk about how they lost it, but they had a world title.
I'm going to say
how they lost early, it is nasty. Brock, you're nasty.
The only point I'm going to say no. I feel like they're gonna do the street profits like they're Crime Time. Where the big guy.
I mean, I always felt that in the back of my head that they was gonna probably do that. To be honest,
the big guy balls go heel and don't amount to nothing. RIP Shad, you know. But you see it, y'all see that. Possibility.
Yeah, the possibility is there, but
I don't know.
I honestly think you should be able to do a mutual. At least if you're going to do something new, just do a mutual split and just let the niggas go on and do their thing. Like, we don't have to have them two niggas wrestling each other for two, three months while the guy that y'all want to push is getting the push and the guy that y'all don't want to push is losing terribly in his feud.
Right.
I think it's a whole new era. But I'll tell y'all now, like, in the future, not maybe in the near future, but, like, right now, Montez Ford, Austin Theory, and Madcap Moss, those your stars.
Don't forget Hold on,
I don't want to cut y'all off. I don't want to be rude. I don't want y'all to feel like it's towards y'all. Madcap Moss.
What the truth is, they saw in you what I see in you. You're nothing but a mid-carder.
Whoa. Like, you...
Vince is gone. I think you could start to
get that nigga out of here. Triple H, they never did that with that nigga. Oh, like, you forget Abel Stevenson, you got Braun Breaker, you got Melo, you got some niggas down there in NXT that's when it's their time.
Talk that Melo talk.
Gable Stevens has been in the audience for like 2 years now.
You know, it's funny. By the time if Vince would have been in charge when Melo would have got up to the main roster, the role would have been reversed between him and Trick Williams. It would have been completely.
Oh, he hurt my feelings.
Damn right I did.
Oh, y'all. But I don't be wrong. Like, I say Jinder was going to be champion. Yeah. Jinder was champion.
Talk that Jinder talk.
I say Mojo was going to win the Andre joint. Stop. He won that joint.
Doing too much.
You know, man. Damn, man. They did Nakamura
don't be
so
wrong.
Did Nakamura so dirty for Jinder, bruh. Of all people, bruh. Jinder should have dropped that title to Nakamura. That was Nakamura's only chance. It really was.
No, he should have won the title off of AJ.
But the Jinder worse because Jinder was that, it gave me that Triple H Booker T vibes. Jinder was all that.
You don't get to go home happy!
Getting real spicy with Nakamura when he did that expression. And he was like, yo, man. He basically was clowning his eyes and everything with the expressions. It's like, yo, this is wild, low key racist, bro. Like, I was like, Nakamura gotta win after this, bro, because he is getting racially slammed right now, bro. But he still lost the match, bro.
Here we go. Who wins? Why and how? The WWE Undisputed title is on the line. Last man standing. Roman Reigns, the tribal chief, the head of the table, the bloodline, versus Brock Lesnar.
I got Roman just because it makes more sense.
Yeah, I got Roman solidifying the spot, but you already know it's zoning to move on to the next program.
Well, it's a toss-up for me because they said Roman's going to take time off, you know, so it's like, when? But Brock is also a part-timer.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's going to take time off. It's going to be Brock that does it.
Yeah. I can't call it.
Oh, my gosh. So y'all, making me think about Theory. I'm not going to lie. They might have did a good job. Because y'all saying that, why not?
Now, I personally think you still got the, whatever the...
Why not?
Whatever the castle pay-per-view that they're doing in UK, I think leading up just for Roman versus Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
Him and Austin Theory is not selling that out as a main event. Exactly, so it's definitely got to still be Roman.
He is one day from making 700, so I don't see why they wouldn't let him get to that 700. with if he wins that SummerSlam, he makes it to day 700, a title defense. So I don't see why he doesn't, but at the same time, man, with Triple H, you know there's got to be something big. He said he wants to do something big at SummerSlam for his first like real show, but not at the cost of it not making sense. You know what I'm saying? So what if we could get Last Man Standing, Austin Theory comes out there, they're both knocked out, and he cashes in and gets the title without even having to touch either one, because he doesn't have to pin him because he pits himself into the Last Man Standing. So it asks yourself, like, how do we get to them both knocked out? Seth Rollins isn't in a match. Do you interject Seth Rollins somehow into this, knock them both out, and then Austin Theory cash in? Or do you bring back someone like a Bray Wyatt or someone like that? You know what I'm saying?
Now, that would bring people in. Like, that will make you, like, Tony Khan doing all this shit. Like, but, hey, you bring The Fiend back.
I don't think he's coming back.
I got somebody. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know who. But, like y'all saying, like, the biggest one, this is supposed to end it, though. I'm always a fan of ending it clean. Like, I don't want to hear, oh, you won like this. It's not really over. No, it's done.
All right, so can I give y'all my opinion?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Of what's going to happen? All right, so Theory, you know, we don't like it. I mean, I like it because, you know, I'm that guy. You know, the heel type of person. He gonna win the title, right? He got that. He'll win the title. Whether it be SummerSlam or later, it don't matter. Cena is gonna win the Rumble. WrestleMania. He breaking the record.
Once again, do you see that as a main event?
He's still recording. Don't he got that TV series still?
I see these matches as main events. Austin Theory versus Cena?
I ain't gonna lie. My prediction, it was gonna happen at SummerSlam. But it didn't.
Yeah, I personally thought it was gonna happen at SummerSlam also, but definitely had me.
SummerSlam to me is that stage where it would have been, because this match is the main event, so I would have been fine with Theory beating Cena, like with no title on the line, just the whole "I'm the next guy" type shit. Cena could definitely play that off. Honestly, I was really hoping with they was gonna go for like. Try to reverse how Cena started, how he slapped Kurt Angle.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they was going to do that, bring that type of energy. Then Theory beats Cena at SummerSlam, and that really builds up the a little bit more respect from him. Like, he would have looked like a bigger threat than he does now. He hasn't really beat world champion. That means something. Let's be real. Means something.
Do you think Seth Rollins has like a segment and like someone special comes back?
Please do what they did at what was it? Whatever it was where Bray Wyatt and got injured and they did AJ versus Finn. Do that again. Just give us AJ versus Seth. We'll be fine. Right. We're still talking about AJ and Finn to this day. Just do the match.
Seth right now is that guy.
Versus Seth.
Like, Seth is that guy right now.
That ball.
He may not be champion. He may not be champion, but he is elevating superstars to their next level.
Yeah, because Seth is one of those people, like, already some people I believe need the championship, so the championship can make them eventually. But Seth is one of them stars. Nah, I don't need the title. Like all I need is the good rivalry, and the ending match will feel like, oh yo, this should be main event, because at the end of the day, it might be match of the night.
Right, like when Cody Rhodes came back. When Cody came back, who did they call?
Seth. That was, and that match was damn near match of the night.
Exactly, and like that's the only situation.
I'm not gonna lie, I gotta go with Ari though, just because. Prior to some fantasy bookings, do it. Yeah, AJ Styles, Seth Rollins. Oh.
He's with Dolph Ziggler right now, which doesn't make no sense because Dolph been coming out by himself to attack Austin Theory. So like, and Finn Balor turned on Liv Morgan and AJ Styles, and they never really had that Finn Balor AJ Styles clash as a result of that, which kind of is like some Tony Khan booking, like yeah, Finn go heel and then nothing came of it, you know, like AJ never looked him up like, yo, what the fuck, you know, so.
And then nobody think about Robert Roode, the fuck he at in this whole situation with Dolph doing his thing with Theory, and Robert Roode is just kind of gone.
Yeah, he is, but you know, they're probably trying to repackage this nigga again.
You can't, like, that nigga damn near 50.
Yeah, he's almost there, but that's probably the reason why they not really fucking with Sun either, though. It could be a possibility, but it is what it is at this point. Like, he's another nigga that's not touching no type of main title. Nowhere near.
Yeah, that's done. So, no. I'm gonna lie. That's done.
So, like, let's keep it real. Like, you know, keep it 100. Top three right now, Jinder Mahal, Madcap Moss, and Pat McAfee.
Pat Maggie,
if you would have said Matt Cardona, I would have been all the way with you, bro.
Yo, I almost kicked you off. Yo, that's crazy. I swear I almost kicked you off the pod. That's wild. That was wild. It's been a while since I moved that fast, but it's cool.
That's cool. Yo, I don't want to hear you even hate on Matt Carpart. You know how many wrestlers I've offered for Matt Carpart on GMO?
No, you're not about to make home a super duper. A super duper
guys, relax. RELAX, relax.
Booked Matt Carpenter versus Seth
Rollins. Relax,
relax.
Oh my gosh, yo, SummerSlam. Oh, y'all, what surprises do y'all think we're gonna see tonight? If any.
Mine's is really hopefully Bayley.
Bayley. Yeah, Bayley.
We only gonna get one surprise tonight? I mean, it's
that's all I want. That's all I care is about her pulling back up, to be honest.
I can see probably bringing back out the Olympic dude too, Gable Stevenson. It ain't gonna be nothing crazy, but I could see him showing up. They usually bring him out for like the super big paper.
Just the wave, like, yeah. Just the wave.
Yeah.
Just, get your collar beat on, no. Yeah.
Show the people that we feed you.
You still get paid.
Yo, no. I've been doing over a year now with him. Why not have him show up at the main event and just like clear out both Brock and Roman Reigns and be like, yo, I'm here now.
We already know he's here.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's, I'm like, all right, we tired of you waving, like, make a presence now. Make, like, bust a move. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you, I mean.
You literally got the best resume you can really go up in there. His resume is dang near on Brock's level. Like, if it was strictly collegiate, he's better. But, oh, he is. He's an Olympic. He Kurt Angle level. What are we doing?
SummerSlam, let me listen to that, y'all. Alright, so The Miz and Logan Paul, right? You've seen
you don't got Gable no more, do you? Sorry.
you see what been happening on Raw, right? So say Chamber come out to help the Miz out, right? But then Gargano come back as the equalizer.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I would like to see Gargano versus Seth. I'll take that.
That would be fire.
I would
be fire. They had a fire match some years ago, bro. That would be a great match.
I like it, but that's only if like these dudes are able to trust the main roster still.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's different now.
It's a new era.
That's to be determined.
Right.
We're going to see.
On Saturday, it starts.
I ain't going to lie. And shout out Ari right now. Bring the dream back.
If you're doing... I don't know. His is a little... I just watched that movie called The Black Phone, so I don't know about Velveteen Dream. I don't know about bringing Velveteen Dream.
Oh my god. OE Wrestling, what is your match of the night? Oh my god.
Mine's got canceled, so I guess I'll say the other one. I guess I'll go with the other one, the tag match.
Yeah. Mine got canceled.
Tight.
That shows how good Seth Rollins has been doing. Because Usos and Street Profits been killing it, bro. Like, every time. That's where
I know. We literally been watching this nigga Seth lose for almost like a year, bro. Like, nah, I needed to see this shit.
Yeah. But, like, Seth, he be losing, but he be, like, really elevating people.
No, that's true.
Like,
that's true.
Even Cody.
That's like, even that, Cody. That was the Velveteen effect at one point.
Right.
I'm so glad I didn't forget to say this, man. I need, if Bayley don't come out, I need Big Swole to just pop off up out there and just lay out both. WCW, she should be like AEW.
Niggas gonna be in the joint like, who is this blockhead ass motherfucker?
The war has started.
I know her finishing maneuver is the headbutt.
Officially, Big Swole has arrived.
If you don't get her Roblox head looking motherfuckers.
Let's go and go like this. She don't come backstage and be like, hey, I'm going to
Yo, let Big Swole.
Guys, relax. R-E-L-A-X, relax.
Drop a pipe bomb on Tony Khan, bro. Like right there in the middle of the room.
That would be nasty work.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, that's a real fucking. That'd be funny. She tried to sit in the CM Punk position. She's like, no, I'm mad. I'm gonna walk around.
That's like.
Man, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I appreciate y'all for joining us for this OE Wrestling Podcast. Shout out to Jason. Shout out to Ari. Shout out to our platforms, man.
Because, you know, I don't do this shit.
That should be on a t-shirt.
Man, thank you for your years of entertainment, man. Your dedication, bro. You ain't let them niggas get a Christmas off, bro. If wrestling was on Christmas, some niggas was there.
Yo, I can't wait for that.
No off-season. No insurance. My niggas like, no health insurance or nothing.
Good thing.
When you do the Vince episode, get the.
This
is where we need Get Your Bars Off help. Because Get Your Bars Off help, Get Your Bars Off podcast. Y'all are the masters of getting the rights removed. Because, man, I'm still on the admin, bro. And every day I get notifications like, all right, we took the block off of you using this song. Like, it's okay. You can use it. Because we need Lil Wayne a milli when you have
when you have Vince episode, bro, a Millie got to be playing in the background, bro.
Just when you put the episode out, when you're editing it, just mute the song.
That's
you
like
have it playing during your initial live, so whoever was here was able to hear, or where you put it up on audio, everybody's gonna still be able to hear the song and shit. Cause Spotify won't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Cause yo, man,
Big Money Mitch. Big Money Vince. You know what I'm saying? Oh boy, Vince. Oh boy. The original Master Roshi. You know what I'm saying?
Capitalist going to capital, and they done finally got exposed his ass with a capital E.
What up, my nigga?
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, like, follow, share, subscribe, tell a friend to join the
dream. Let Tony Khan call you a nigga.
Joe has come for women because Dre is walling. Are you kidding me?
Never.
Are you kidding me?
Tony Khan gonna call you a nigga and give you a hug.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna be ignorant for Vince. Vince, this for you.
I won. Let's party.
The frog.